Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
Now, we read an interesting dilemma online that I feel, I suppose it happens more often than people actually think. And I'm going to read it out to you. How can I tell my son I no longer want to babysit my grandchildren? My son is a single daddy of two children. He works nights, so myself and the other grandmother pitch in when taking care of the children. A part of me feels bad for thinking this, but the other part says it's way overdue. But how do I tell him I no longer want to babysit? Mind you, I also work 40 hours a week myself. I'm home for 15 minutes and then they're coming in. I love them all more than anything in the world, but I have to put my life on hold to help take care of two kids. It usually is 2 or 3 nights a week. My son doesn't help with anything. If the kids need anything while they're here, I have to buy it. I've bought most of their school clothes. He leaves no cash whatsoever for food. This is a one income home. I'm just becoming mentally and physically exhausted. I've mentioned to him more than a couple of times about finding a part-time babysitter, but nothing ever gets done. I was also a single parent when my two kids were little. I worked and made sure I always had a sitter for them. I just feel stuck, and I certainly don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Now, look, this is a difficult situation, and it's probably to the extreme because he's not even giving her any money. He's not giving her a penny. He's not helping out at all. Now, I understand he's a single dad with two children working a night shift. He's probably working every hour God gives him to raise the two children and probably doesn't have a huge amount of money. And he's relying on his grandparents to help out. I get that. But do they have an obligation? Do you think she should continue to help her son out? You know? Or is he taking advantage of these grandparents or his own mother, essentially? Do parents rely too heavily on their own parents to mind their children? Because, look, we all understand that childcare is so expensive in Ireland. It's hardly worth going to work. I mean, if you're going to work and you've got two children and you've put them into childcare or get babysitters, you may as well not go to work because the cost will just probably outweigh what you're actually earning. Particularly if you're not a skilled worker or earning in a job that earns you good money. If you're just working, say, in a shop and you're getting, you know, minimum wage or 15 quid up to 15 quid an hour, it's probably not worth it. So you do rely on other people, friends, family or anybody to mind your kids. I mean, here's the question. Do parents rely too heavily on the grandparents? Maybe you're a grandparent and you're in that situation. I know it'll be difficult for you to come on the air and be honest about it, but is that just part of being a grandparent? Pardon me. Do you have an obligation? You know, is that part of being a grandparent? That really, that's your job, to step in at times like that.
How are you, Niall? Yeah, I just said I'd ring in about that lady that's getting abused for minding her grandchildren. It's terrible. I just sent in a little note there and it goes, if you're a giver, remember to learn your limits because takers don't have any. And this son is definitely taking his mother for granted, you know. It's terrible to think that our grandchildren are being used as a weapon against her. You know, she really wants to lay it on the line to him and tell him out straight. They're your responsibility and don't be putting me in a position where I can't say no because you're taking advantage both in time and in money, you know. It's not right. Pull him up on it. Cheers, Morris.
Thanks, Morris. Bernie, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Bernie?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
How's the glamorous granny today?
Oh, I didn't go backwards into the sea yet. I'm going in the afternoon.
I thought that was the funniest thing ever. Go into the walk into the sea backwards and you won't feel the cold. I still don't understand the logic behind it, by the way.
Well, it's to do with sudden shock. You know the way you feel your front and your little ladies in the front?
You're on your gadgets.
Yeah, on your gadgets, and you know they're thinking enough. You don't want them to go any further down. So if you go in backwards, it kind of perk them up from behind.
Yeah, I'm the same because when I'm going into the sea, right, and I'm walking in, as it gets close to your gadgets, right, you kind of start going tippy toe, don't you?
Yeah, all the way to the end.
So, Bernie, getting back to minding the grandchildren, as a granny yourself, do you feel an obligation? Do you feel as a granny that you do have an obligation to help out?
I do. I'll be honest. I do. Now, I'm very lucky. I have retired fully from work in the last year, so I don't have to worry about it. But up to that point, I was minding the three boys maybe during the week. I have 6 grandchildren, so I mind four of them when I'm asked to do it. And mostly it's I minded them at weekends when I was working, and I found that really tiring. You go back to work, delighted to be going back to work.
Right.
Because minding small children at a certain age in life, like in your late 40s, early 50s, and now your 60s, it does, you are tired. You've already reared your own family. And I think my, you know, sitting down with my daughters and discussing it, I found it, you know, I was as honest as I could be with them when I was saying, look, if I can't do it, I'm going to say it to you.
Yeah.
And so far, I've been very lucky. I've been able to do it. And God bless my husband. He was able to do it for them when I wasn't available, do you know?
Yeah.
So we shared it out. And I do feel a privilege to get a chance for my children, my grandchildren, because I didn't have all the, I was working full time when my own were small. So I have an opportunity to spend time with my small baby grandchildren and watch them grow and be part of their lives. And I'm very privileged that my children let me do it. However, they do know that I have illnesses that I, some days I'm just not able.
And do you think that this, in this email, the guy is a single father of two children, so he's not given any money because maybe he can't afford it, I don't know, whatever, right?
Yeah, and I think...
Is she going to let him down by saying, listen, I'm not going to do this anymore?
No, she's not. She's human. She's a human being. And to be honest, she's doing the best she can for him. However, she can't continue indefinitely, and he does know that. And she is...
Is he taking her for granted?
Is it
okay for a child to take his own mother or father for granted when it comes to minding the grandchildren?
Never. I think it's always have a healthy relationship with your son and your grandchildren, because you don't want to end up resenting him and dreading when he knocks at the door, or the kids, because you love them and you love your son, but he has to find a better way. They are his children, and I don't know where the mother is, but the mother might have sister, you know, have family that he could maybe ask to help. I think
the mother would have been mentioned in the email if she was on site, in other words, if she was available. Now, I don't know, you know, whether she's deceased or whether she's just not a fit person or something like that. I don't know it. Because it's an unusual situation for a daddy to be with two kids. It's not as common as a mother to be with two kids, obviously. And obviously he's working late shifts at night, you know, 2 to 3 nights a week, and he asks her to take the kids. She said, I'm home for 15 minutes and then they're coming in. I love them all more than anything, but I have to put my life on hold to take care of these kids. I don't know. I'm looking at both sides of it here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He may be desperate, but he honestly, his mother, he has to look after his mother, and she has, her needs have to be met too. She is working herself, and she is a single in her own life. She's paying all the bills.
She has her own income, yeah.
Yeah, it is very difficult for her. And I think, honestly, she's worn out. She's already passed her sell-by date, and it needs to be addressed now rather than later when she gets a heart attack or a stroke and it's too late.
Yeah. So, well, stay there for a second, because Valerie, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Valerie?
Hi, Niall. How are you getting on?
Good. Look, it's a difficult situation. I don't know whether there's an obligation there on both, by the way. An obligation for him to recognise how valuable she is looking after his kids, and to help out, you know, with a few quid, or, you know, understand her a little bit better. But also an obligation as a grandparent to help your child as well when they're in a difficult situation.
I understand that, Niall, but I don't think any grandparent should be obliged to take over the responsibility of raising children after raising their own. Mm-hmm. I mean, she said there herself, her own is a single parent.
Yep.
So she had to make sacrifices, and actually... childcare, it's all relative. It was never cheap. Do you know what I mean? So she's working 40 hours a week probably to get ahead of bills and all sorts by herself, doing it single-handedly. Now, after raising hers and getting into that age and they're, you know, go off and they have their own children, she's expected to continue doing that till the day she, you know, pops her clogs. I think that's very selfish, actually.
I know. And a lot of grandparents are stepping in at the moment because...
It's okay to help.
Because childcare has become so expensive.
Yeah, but you know, you have to work around that. I mean, that's just life. You have to plan it a little bit better. Do you know? I mean, he doesn't have to work nights. You know, I'm sure he could get a job to fit around the children while they're young, while they're raising. Everyone has to make that sacrifice when you have children.
Yeah.
Niall, it's just the way life is. But you shouldn't do it with the understanding that your parents or grandparents are going to take over that responsibility if times get a bit tough. I mean,
see,
know,
she probably feels it a bit bad too, because she does say he works nights. So myself and the other grandmother are pitching in. So obviously the other grandmother is pitching in as well.
Yeah, but that's okay if you're doing it as a choice. It has to be her choice to babysit occasionally if she chooses to allow him to go out for a few drinks or whatever.
Can I just intervene? Sorry, because I'm reading between the lines of this. I reckon the mother has passed away. And I'll tell you why. Because it says myself and the other grandmother pitch in. Now, it would be unlikely the other grandmother would be pitching in, be so voluntary helpful, if indeed there was some sort of, I suppose, something had happened between them where they don't speak to each other anymore, where the mother, because obviously the mother's not mentioned in this. So I'm guessing something tragic has happened. Maybe.
Yeah, but Niall, you know what? There are other options out there as well. You know, sending your kids out is quite expensive. I think in Limerick, I know somebody, they're paying 170 per child a week in Limerick. But, I mean, I know people that were in that situation where two people had to work because they had a big mortgage. They got au pairs and stuff like that while the kids were young until they got to an age where, you know, they could work around it.
Yeah.
So there are other options. You know, it's not fair on a grandparent to put that responsibility on them.
An au pair is not that expensive, really, is it? If you give it, once you provide them a bed and board.
Sometimes they're here for the language, for, you know, to, and they just want a roof over their head and they're doing light housekeeping. And, you know, they're involved with Mochrane and Affirm and different things when they're here, you know, and they'll do 40 hours a week. But, you know, it's like if there are other options, but it's wrong to expect that out of parents once they've raised their family. Mm. I mean, you know, it's ruining her quality of life, really. She's working and everything. It's time for her to get back down and enjoy the golden years.
Just to get back to Bernie. Sorry, Bernie, something that I didn't discuss with you because I'm only at the reading between the lines now, to be honest with you. When you look at that line, my son is a single daddy of two children, he works nights, so myself and the other grandmother pitch in taking care of the children. That to me suggests that there's something happened to the mother and she's not around anymore. And it could be quite, you know, because
regardless of if something has happened, he is the sole remaining parent, so he has to provide the best that he can for his now children. And his mother is obviously really exhausted and she's trying to be as nice as she can about it. But she's going to have to deal with it now and sit with him down and say, I can't do it. And as that other lady rightly pointed out, he could get maybe other hours that would work around his being there during the morning, maybe going, well, if they're in play school or creche or whatever, that he could get more suitable hours for his job.
Yeah.
To facilitate his own needs for rearing his own children moving forward and let his mum help when she can, rather than having all the onus and responsibility on her. Maybe there was a time of grief. Maybe if the mother has passed away, maybe it was the motherly instinct of the mothers was to look after the grandchildren for as long as they can.
Yeah. No,
while they were grieving, you know.
All right, well, look, I have to take a break. Valerie and Bernie, thank you very much indeed. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. There is 0871 880 0008. As a grandparent, do you have an obligation? The question I'm asking you based on this message, do you have an obligation? Some sort of obligation, a moral obligation to help out or help your children look after your grandchildren or their children. Or, you know, in this case, look, I'm reading between the lines of this case and I'm going to say, call it, and I'd say something tragic happened to the mother because the other grandparent is still involved. So obviously there's no animosity. And he's working night shifts. He could be on a low paying job just to have somewhere to live for his children. And he's relying on his mother, because grandmother. Now, his mother, the grandparents, the children. And she does say that, like, he's not even giving her money. You know, and she's paid for stuff for the kids, like food and stuff like that, but he's not giving her any money. He doesn't have the money, probably. So if they don't mind the children, he can't work. This is the point, I suppose, he's making. If somebody doesn't mind the children, he can't work because he can't afford childcare. And that's going to put them in a very difficult situation. So do they have an obligation to help? Do you have an obligation to help as a grandparent? Let me know. The number's 0871 880 0008. Oh, the grannies are giving out now. They're texting. There's no obligation on us. I'm assuming you're a granny. There is no obligation on us to mind anyone's kids. We do it out of the goodness of our hearts. Grania, you're an Ireland's classic kids. How you doing, Grania?
Hi, how are you grinding down yourself?
Good, good. They do it out of the goodness of their hearts, Grania. There you go. That's what the grannies are saying. I mean, you're a single parent. And,
I am, yeah.
Okay, and you're working 40 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, I mean, it's difficult to juggle, isn't it?
It is. It is hard. Like, you have to think of, like, starting hours, what time creche is open, can you afford to get a babysitter in, do you use grandparents? And I did for a while. My mother used to mind my daughter on a Monday and a Friday, but I was conscious that she has a life as well. She's after raising all of us, the six of us. She didn't need to go raising mine as well. Like,
yeah.
So I was very, very conscious of that. So there's times where even last week, she'd be like, she called me, do you need me to mind the daughter for anything? And I'd be like, do you know what? No. Because if I said yes, she'd mind her. But if I know by saying no, she'd go to bingo.
How old is your daughter? How old is your?
My daughter is 7 now, actually.
Okay. So she's in school. So she has to obviously get picked up. And Yeah.
Yeah, she attends an after school service now, but before she started school, the service that she was in full time was costing 170 euro a week. But the national, to be honest, the national childcare scheme that the government have is quite good. And I was only paying $33.50 when she was in full-time care at that time.
Okay. That's not bad, is it?
Very, very helpful. Like, and even the manager of the facility my daughter attends said that she had that that I was the best example she had seen of how well that scheme helps people.
Yeah.
Because like, on one income, paying €170 a week is an awful lot.
Well, I mean, just that would be just impossible.
Yeah, very, very possible.
Unless you're earning very good money and it was worth doing it, you know what I mean? That's the problem nowadays. If you've got somebody who may be on, say, you know, minimum wage, for example, and working 40 hours a week, it's probably not even feasible to put your child into childcare if you're paying £170 a week. It just wouldn't be feasible to be doing it.
That's a check, yeah.
You'd be better off at home claiming the dole. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and that's not the way we want to be in society where, you know, there's no motivation for people to work no matter what their circumstances. But so $33.50 a week is good. But do you believe that in this guy's situation, he's got two kids. Now, maybe would that scheme be available to him? I'm sure it would be.
I'd say it would be. If it's available to me, like, I only have the one kid. He's had two.
Yeah.
He definitely qualify. And like you're saying, he works night shifts. I know there's a premium. You know, sometimes you get extra wages actually for working night shift. I know an awful lot of factories do that. You get extra money because it's unsociable hours. But
the name of this particular scheme you're talking about is the National Childcare Scheme. I'm familiar with it. But so what's the criteria, by the way, to qualify for that? Do you have to have a certain criteria to qualify for that?
Yeah. There's different brackets. Like, there's different brackets, say, if you're on social welfare. And for me, there was just, they means tested me when it comes to my wages. And
okay.
The cost, like, say, if I have a mortgage, rent, stuff like
so
that.
So your disposable income, in other words, what you'd left after you paid your bills every month.
That's it.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's at least that's fair. That's a fair means testing, rather than just taking your total amount of money that you earn. So, in other words, what you have left after you've paid your mortgage, after you've paid your bills, after you've paid everything, you're basically your disposable income. But okay. Yeah. So, but do grandparents have some sort of obligation to help out? You know, when you are a little bit stuck, do they have is there an obligation there?
No, not really. Like, the thing is, like, most grandparents, if you are extremely stuck, they will help. But obligation ones, I don't think so.
No,
I don't think so. Like, if you, depending on where you work, I know it can be hard. Like, if you don't turn up for work in certain jobs, you won't get paid, while other jobs might give you a holiday to take and you'll still get paid, or you can take maybe sick leave yourself. So it depends, like, depends on the employer and stuff like that. So if you're in a job that won't pay you if you don't turn up, say, and your child's sick, maybe grandparent, but I'm sure, like, friends and family, like or a community, like, really takes community to raise a child and all.
Well, that was the way it was years ago. What was the old saying? It takes a village to raise a child. But, but stay there, Grania, for a second, because Oisín, you're an Ireland's Class of Kids, ain't you, Oisín?
All right, no.
Is she being a bad grandparent?
No, she's not. Absolutely not. No, 100% no. I mean, as regards to myself, I'm the ex at the time.
Mm.
My parents would take the children.
Yeah.
You know, especially when, you know, herself was in giving birth to her second child.
Right, okay.
And it was a great help, right?
Yeah.
But through rigs and geos, you know, there was always one of us home.
Yeah.
At a certain time. Now, I know...
Well, that's easier when you've got a two-parent family, isn't
correct.
It? Yeah, but if you're... But like, this guy is on his own, he's a single dad. Grania was on her own, she's a single mum.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's easy enough when you've got two parents that you can jiggle things around a bit. When you're on your own, it's a bit different kettle of fish.
It is. Like, even in the message, kind of, where he came across and said, you know, or she said, kind of, I paid for uniforms, I paid for this, I paid for that.
Yeah.
No, he should be handed up money.
Yeah, I mean, it is a bit unfair that she's... I mean, she's only got one income too, and she's paying for, you know, food and school clothes.
And I mean, I think the other comment you had was grandparents do it out of love and the goodness of their heart, and they do.
Mm.
Grandparents are amazing, and we're all lucky to have them, you know?
Yeah.
If you're stuck, I'm not saying they're always there, but, you know, they could be doing something. Like my mum there 2-3 weeks ago, I rang her up and said, look, I'm a little bit stuck. Could you give us a dig out? She was doing something. She went, fine, look, I'll see you in about half an hour. I'll drive over to you. And she dropped what she was doing and came over.
Yeah, but as Grania rightly says, they have a life.
They do have a life,
because, when we hear the word grandparent, we think of a 70 or 80-year-old person. Grandparents can be... I mean, we had a grandparent on the air here that we figured is the youngest grandparent in Ireland. She was 34.
Yeah.
So, I mean, grandparents are getting younger.
No, they are, unfortunately. But I'll be honest with you. I never took my parents for granted. Never. Yeah. I've never... and it's you know, I bring my children over every week, every weekend or every second weekend.
Yeah.
Depending on what I'm doing, to see my, obviously to see my grandparents, and they come over to me.
Yeah.
But I've never ever, and I'm not putting myself on a pedestal, I've never taken for granted.
All right, okay. Okay,
you know, there's times I've been stuck and I've literally gone, I'm not ringing them.
Yeah, because you don't want to put them under a compliment. And I understand that. Grania, Oisín, listen, thank you very much indeed. Some of your WhatsApp messages, by the way, just to wrap today up as well.
Hi, Darren here. Yeah, we've just became grandparents there recently to our first grandchild. Our daughter will be going back to work after her maternity leave. And myself and my wife will 100% be helping out with our grandchild. I obviously work myself, so I'll be doing whatever I can before I go to work. And then my wife will take over then when I got to work and with my daughters in work. Yeah, I think, you know, it's hard enough for people out there at the moment trying to get houses and childcare and all that. So yeah, I think 100% you should look after your grandkids, because that's exactly what we're going to be doing. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, good luck with that, Liv. Hope it goes well.
Hi, Niall. I'm working in childcare 16 years. National Childcare Scheme is for parents on low income so they can still work and play as little as possible on childcare.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone earning big money will get a little bit off, but not as much as the low income parent.
Absolutely, and what a wonderful idea and a wonderful scheme it is as well. And I think Grania was making a case that she was a classic example of how well that scheme can work to allow her to work 40 hours a week while still getting her daughter looked after at a reasonable price and not a ridiculous price. And of course, it comes down to how much money you earn. It is means tested, of course. But you can apply for it. It's called the National Childcare Scheme.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.